Welcome to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church in Sydney, Ohio, where our vision is to build a people established in God's Word, advancing His kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We appreciate you joining us this morning for this dynamic and life-changing Word. Here now is our senior pastor, Fred Gillenwater, with today's message.
The truth be told for the saving of souls.
What have we been talking about? We've been talking about the heart, and it's how important it is to guard your heart. It talks about in Proverbs 4. And it says that we're to keep our hearts, guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it springs the issues of life. So really, our heart is what we center our life around. Our heart is, it's everything. And when we really get a hold of that, it will help us in our walk with God. So he says, the eyes of the Lord search to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are loyal towards him. God is looking for people to be loyal to him. Loyal. And so when we are conscientious of our heart and we're centering our hearts around him, that's how we are in the will of God. It's really a matter of lordship. When Jesus is Lord, then we're serving him. And we're going to do what he asks us to do. It's lordship. Does this make sense? And what happens is we get the manifestation of what he had for us in doing his will. That becomes the issues of our life when he's Lord. Not just Savior, he's Lord. See that? Lord is master and ruler. When he's the master and ruler of our hearts, then he's going to be helping us with the issues of our life. So that's the whole idea. And so the heart is the control center of your life. And that's something we really got to get a hold of because, what did Jesus say? He said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul, with all your strength. And love your neighbor as yourself. On those two commandments hang all the law. Everything hangs on those two. So when we are in those two, we are fulfilling the will of God in our life. And when the will of God is fulfilled in our life, guess what? We are fulfilled. We're fulfilled. We're not looking for something to fill this void or this gap in our life. We're fulfilled. You see this? That's a tall order. But when we can walk in that, it's all about the love of God. Is this making sense? Remember, we were created for love. John 4:8 says, God is love. You're created by love to love. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you, so we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man do to me? You see, when God is your helper, and you know God is with you, no matter what you go through, you're going to make it. When you understand that he's with you and he'll never leave you, and you begin to walk in his love and you begin to taste his love and you begin to experience how much he loves you, when you understand how much God loves you, that's the key. That's the key. See, when you understand that God is your source and he's the one that loves you, see, now get, you know what happens? Now your esteem, you're connected to your source. God is your source. He's your creator. You're connected to him. And you're doing what he says, now your esteem comes up. All crime, all addiction, all divorce, all the negativity in the world comes out of low self-esteem. When your esteem's down, you see, relationships. When your esteem's down and you don't have God in your life and you're not, you'll do things in relationships that you would never do when you understand who you are. You see that? But when your value comes up, you're not going to You're not going to just give it to anybody. Huh? You're not going to just give yourself to anybody because you value yourself. You see that? And you value them. You see that? And it makes you stable, secure. When we understand this, it changes your whole world. It changes everything. So we're going to look at this today, the heart. Now, we talked about last week, we talked about being offended, remember? And how Paul prayed. He said, I pray in Philippians 1, 9, he said, I pray that your love may abound more and more in all knowledge and all discernment, that you may approve the things that are excellent. The word approve means pass the test. That you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere without offense until the day of Christ. Now, I know this word sincere, remember the origin? It comes from a Roman art culture. And what they would do is they would work on these art sculptures for over 100 hours. And they would maybe chip the ear off or chip the nose, and they would make a mistake, and they would take, there was hard rock material, they would crush that into powder, they would pour hot wax in there, and they would put it back on the nose, and you couldn't tell that it had a mistake. Or they would put it back on the ear, and you couldn't tell. So the people that purchased this art would exchange a lot of gold and silver, because that's how they purchased things back then. And so what they did is they put a heat box out in front of the flea market. I'm going to call it a flea market. They didn't call that. But they put a heat box, and they heat the coals up to over 1,000 degrees. And they would put that piece of art in that heat box before they bought it. And if nothing melted away, that meant it was sincere. Sincere. See that? Now, the word sincere means no wax. In Latin, it means no wax. So God allows heat in our lives because he's testing you to see if your love is real and sincere. He wants all the wax out of it. And when your love is real and sincere, you get the benefits of that. You see that? It benefits you. It gives you power in life. It gives you power that you can't even begin to imagine. He said, we've been delivered from the powers of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Son and his love. Colossians 1, 13. Kingdom. When the kingdom of God is present, every demon in hell is shaken. They have to run. When you're in the love of God, no enemy can stand close. Are you listening to me? You're secure. Come on now. I'm trying to help you see something. When we understand this, that's why it's so important to grow and mature in the things of God. You see, when you grow and mature, you're not going to get hurt. You're not going to be offended. You're not going to, somebody can't hurt your feelings because you're too busy being in love with God. And walk, you don't want nothing to get between you and God, because that's what an offense is. When somebody offends you, it's the enemy using them to hurt you, to get your attention on yourself. And that's the trap. The word offense, remember, it means scandalon, the place where the bait is placed. If you take the bait and you get hurt, your feelings get hurt, and you get hurt, and now you're offended. And how do you get offended? Some people get offended as a child. Their parents get divorced. Their parents were drug addicts. Their parents were into all kinds of things. They never raised them. So they're hurt. They're in a trap. Until they taste the love of God, they will be in a trap of self-destruction. And that's what the trap is. It's an offense. It's a trap. It means trap. So think about this. So when you're hurt like that, you can't really love people. So your esteem stays way down. You see? And so that's why they call people in prison offenders. So when you start to love, boy, you can't let somebody hurt you. The essence of Christianity is forgiveness. When somebody hurts you, you forgive them immediately. Immediately. Every divorce Somebody's got offended. They were immature. See, that's why it's important to grow. When you grow and mature, you're not going to get offended. You can't hurt me. Take your best shot. I got something for you. I got some love for you. I'm going to love you. Yeah. You think I've ever been offended up in here? 20 years here in this church. You think anybody's ever hurt me? Once or twice, right? This works. You don't let anybody hurt you. Because you know what? It's not them. They are messengers of the enemy to get you to do his will. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 18 through 19. Listen, you end up doing his will and not God's will. And that's the trap. You're self-absorbed. Your concentrated affections are no longer on God and other people. They're on yourself. And when you always got your mind on yourself, you're self-centered. And you can't be free to do what God created you to be. Am I making sense? All right. We need to get going. But you see, this is what last week, now we're talking about faith today. Remember what? Last week we talked about love. Now we're talking about faith. And it says in Galatians 5, 6, faith works through love. Yeah, unconditional love of God. That's how faith works. And so, and everything in the kingdom of God is only established by faith. Faith and love. It can't work any other way. The kingdom of God and you doing his will never come to fruition outside of faith. It has to be in faith. And you know what? It has to be in faith in God's word. You see that? Without the Bible, you can't do God's will. Without the Bible, I'm going to say this, you'll never discover who you are. You'll never discover your true identity. Well, you're putting a lot of emphasis, on a book. That's not just a book. That's not a book, just a book. That's God's book. That's God's revelation to you and me. And God's vision to you and me. So we can see where we're going. And so we can understand who we are. Because when we were born into this world, we were born in contradiction psychologically, sociably, physically, and spiritually. We are in contradiction to God because of sin, because of the fall. But now when we become born again, now we're in a position to be in line with God psychologically, sociably, physically, and spiritually. And that's the process of life. Now we're walking and we're becoming everything we call it. God has called you with his word. He's prophesying over you with his word. He's calling you to your true identity, why you're here. See that? What you're supposed to be doing. Everything you've gone through, it's a purpose. God has a purpose and he wants to use it on this earth now. Everything you've gone through, it doesn't matter what you went through. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. It doesn't matter. You can't do anything to keep God from loving you. Nothing. Everybody say, nothing. So now let's go to this. I'm gonna preach in a minute. So let's go to our vision. To build a people who are established in God's word, advancing his kingdom, a body of believers endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. The refining pot is for silver and the furnace for gold, but the Lord tests the hearts. All right. So it's important to see, I want you to see this idea that the Lord is always testing our hearts. And so, this is all the time. Daily, he's testing your heart. Now think about this. It's really, really important to be aware of this. Because if we're not, if we just let our hearts wander and we don't give our hearts attention, anything will get up in there. And he says in Jeremiah 17:9, I test the hearts. I test the mind, I test the hearts to give everyone according to their ways and according to the fruit of their doings. So we're going to be tested, always. Now look at this. So, if he's testing our hearts, I want to pass the test. How about you? Don't you? So, let's look at this. Let's go to 1 Timothy chapter 1, and we're going to look at verses 1 through 7, Mariette. Or not 1, but 3 through 7. Now, this is Timothy, and this is Paul telling Timothy, because Timothy's about to be a pastor of a church. So he's encouraging him to teach right doctrine, to hold fast to the Word of God, and he's encouraging him, he's admonishing him to teach those people in a healthy way. Now watch this. I urge you, when I went into Macedonia, remain in Ephesus, that you may charge some that they teach no other doctrine, meaning anything outside of the Bible, the Word of God. You see that? And that's huge. We need to be teaching the Bible, amen? So now look at this. Nor give heed to fables. What's a fable? Fairy tale, myth, wise tales, stories. See that? You can go to some churches and that's what you're going to get. Not just 3 points in a poem, you'll get a little story made up. We need more than that. Amen? Now look at this. And endless genealogies. What's that talking about? Family history. Generations back. Well, our family has always done it this way. Our family does it this way. Well, I didn't know that when we got married. I didn't know. Well, they start bringing up all this stuff their family did. We're going to do it this way. This creates problems. See, it has nothing to do with God's will, but it's endless genealogies. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? These ideas and these patterns that have nothing to do with God's will. So that's what he's saying here. He doesn't want you caught up in endless genealogies. Now look at this. Why? Because they cause disputes, conflict, strife. Causes strife. When somebody's always bringing up how we always done it in our family and how we do it in our family, it causes problems. See that? And the Bible says where there's by pride only comes strife. God hates pride and he hates strife. And strife is not from God, it's from the world system. Amen? And it divides and destroys. Now look at this. Now, which causes disputes rather than godly edification, which is in faith. Whew, that's big stuff right there. Godly edification, which is in faith. So think about that. Godly edification. What's the word edification means? Build up. I want to be a church that's notorious for building people up. I want my people to be notorious for building people up. See that? Why? That's all you're supposed to do. With your words, especially. Is this making sense? Godly edification. See? It says in Ephesians 4:29, it says, "Let no corrupt word proceed from your mouth. Only that which edifies, builds up, only that which edifies and gives grace to the hearer." So you see, whenever you speak, you should always speak well of people. Always. How many times? Always. Never negative. When you're speaking negative, you're giving a bad report. The 10 spies didn't make it into the promised land because they came back with a negative, evil report. You see that? Joshua and Caleb said, God said, "I see it, do it, take it." 10 spies came back, they ignored what God said. But the two, Joshua and Caleb, said, "No, we see it." They didn't come back with a negative report. They entered into the promised land, them and their families. Godly edification. I've told you before, when I'm in the community here and somebody comes up, "Hey, Pastor Fred, you know so-and-so that comes to your church?" You're not going to believe what they do. Immediately. I'm talking about ASAP. I'll start saying good things about them. I'll start building them up. I start making them look like, I'll make up stuff. I'll make them look like, man. And you know what? They always shut up and want to leave. Every time. People don't want to hear good things about people. You know that? I like to hear good things about people. That's the way we're supposed to be. Godly edification. Always. You see that? Guess what? He says, "Let no corrupt word." What's the word corrupt? Remember? To cheat, to erode, to decay, to rot. What's being cheated? What's decaying? And what's rotting? The will of God in your life. When you speak corrupt words, you're corrupting it. You're cheating yourself out of the will of God. That's why it says His divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who calls us by glory and virtue, by which we have exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these promises we take on His nature and escape the corruption, the being cheated, the decaying of His will in our life. When we get out of our own way and doing things and start doing it His way, now we get the kingdom and divine power. Am I making sense? Now we're in His nature. See, when we are in His nature, it's going to reflect on your face. It's going to show up on your face. Your countenance. If you're always discouraged and you're always beat down, you need to get into His presence and get into His nature and start speaking some life. Are you with me? Am I making sense? Because you see, you're the one corroding it. You're the one cheating yourself because of what's coming out of here. You edify people always. I don't care what they've done to you. It doesn't matter what they've done to you. What matters is how you respond to what they've done to you. Remember, it's not them doing it. It's the enemy working through them. I'm out of my little zone here. But I'm in the zone now. You keep watching out there. But now, think about this. Edification. Edification. When we begin to do this in our families, you see power in your life. You know, you've been in this corona thing and locked up in the house. Your family, your kids, your relationships are being challenged. You know why? God's testing your hearts. He's testing you to see what's going on, how you're responding. You see this? When you yield to the nature of God, the new nature, power is released in you and the person you're connecting with. So this is what we want in our families, in our marriages. This is the nature of God. And see, this is what he calls us to. He calls everyone to live in that. See, you've been born again. Remember? Ephesians 4, 23 and 24. You've been created in righteousness. That's your new nature. And that's what he's calling you to through his word. By righteousness, he's calling you to that. To line up every area of your life with what he says. And that's to walk in faith. Now stay with me. So, give me the next one. Now, the purpose of the commandment is love. What commandment? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. The purpose of the love of the commandment is love. That's the purpose. So when I'm connected to that and I'm in that, I'm in the love of God. I'm in his will. You see this? Look what happens. Love from a pure heart. Remember? The word pure is the word catheter. When you get sick in the hospital sometimes and you can't have a BM, they put a catheter in you to get the toxins out of your body. The impurities. You see that? And that's where that word pure comes from. A catheter. It's the Greek word. So God, when God loves, he wants a pure heart. You see that? He wants a pure heart. And so that's what he's doing. He tests us because he's trying to get the impurities out of our hearts and the wax out of our hearts. And what happens? A good conscience. A good conscience. You know what that's saying? A healthy mind. When you live out of the love of God, out of your heart, it produces a good conscience, clear conscience. Not guilt, not condemnation, no shame. See, those things are all contaminants of a heart that's not living out of purity, out of your love relationship with God. No shame, no condemnation, and no guilt. A pure conscience. He says, 2 Timothy 1:7, God has not given us a spirit of fear, power, love of God, and a sound mind. The word sound means sozo, saved mind. A mind that's rescued, a mind that's secure, and a mind that's healthy and whole. Saved mind. How do you have that? Set your mind, Colossians 3:2. Set your mind on the things above, not on the things of this earth. You see, when you renew your mind to what he says, good conscience, no guilt, no condemnation, no shame, good conscience. There's nothing better than a good conscience. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Now look at this. From a good conscience and a sincere faith. There's that word sincere again. Sincere. And be tested in your faith.
Only the truth and truthfulness can save us now. Only the truth and truthfulness can save us.
You have been listening to Heralding the Truth, the radio ministry of Russell Road Church. We are located at 340 West Russell Road in Sydney, Ohio, 45365. Our service times are Saturday evening at 5 p.m. and Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. and 11 a.m. If we can be of help to you, you may contact us at 937-492-6412 or visit us on the web at russellroadchurch.com or Facebook by searching Russell Road Church. We end today's broadcast with these words from the Apostle Paul. Be complete, be of good comfort, be of one mind, live in peace, and the God of love and peace will be with you.